Thank you, Elizabeth. And now some news items from the entertainment and media sector. A wrestling film premiere, the dropping of an East Anglian breakfast show, and a school's reaction to the winning of an Oscar by Elizabeth Coleman.
All 180 seats at the Norwich premiere of Fighting With My Family were sold out weeks in advance, with fans eager to see the fine city on the big screen. Parents Ricky and Julia, known professionally as Sweet Soraya, and children Zach and Roy arrived at the event in a white limousine. Fighting With My Family, which has already received rave reviews from critics, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival and is set for UK release on Friday next week. The comedy was produced by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and written and directed by Stephen Merchant, and tells the true story of reformed gangster Ricky Knight and his family as they make a successful career wrestling together. The film focuses on daughter Paige, real name Soraya Jade Bevis, and her journey to WWE, and the issues that arise when she auditions for WWE with her brother Zach. It was inspired by the Channel 4 British documentary The Wrestlers, Fighting With My Family, broadcast in 2012, which The Rock watched while in a hotel in London. While Paige now lives in the United States, the rest of the family still live in Norwich and run the World Association of Wrestling, known as WAW, promotions. The company is based in Rose Lane. Speaking at the premiere, Zach Bevis said, "This whole thing feels like a dream. This isn't reality and we are pinching ourselves. It is amazing we have sold out here. I'm going to give credit to Cinema City, who gave us tickets to sell, and we have close family and friends here as well as fans of WAW. Roy admitted, "The reaction in the bars in Norwich has been great. I've been getting free drinks." The star-studded cast includes Paige actress Florence Pugh, who has starred in Lady Macbeth and Outlaw King, Nick Frost, Lena Headley and Vince Vaughn. Filming took place in various locations around Norwich and Great Yarmouth in April 2017, including at the Market and Mousehold Heath.
A Norwich-based radio breakfast show is set to disappear after 35 years on the airwaves. Heart is planning to drop its East Anglian breakfast show, currently presented by Dave and Heidi, along with other regional programmes, as part of a restructure by parent company Global, which could put more than 100 jobs at risk across the UK. The plan will see the Heart studios in Colgate close and its breakfast broadcast replaced by a single Heart breakfast show broadcast across England, Scotland and Wales. It's not yet clear whether the commercial side of the business will remain at the Colgate premises. Similar changes are planned at fellow Global stations Capital and Smooth. As part of the shake-up, revealed by trade site Radio Today, Global's Cambridge and Chelmsford sites are also set to close, with a regional hub for the east of England to be retained in Milton Keynes. Radio Today said all local and regional weekend programmes will also end and be replaced by national programmes. Local news and travel information is expected to continue airing on a local licence level, but the news teams will be restructured along with engineering and marketing staff.
Pupils at Oscar-winning Olivia Colman's former school said the actress's success had inspired them to pursue careers in the arts. The Norfolk actress spent her formative years at Norwich High School for Girls, joining the fee-paying school in 1982 at the age of 11. Ms. Coleman spent 8 years at the Norwich faculty on Newmarket Road, graduating in 1990 and moving to Gresham's school in Holt to complete her A-levels. Current pupils at the Norwich school said they were inspired by the star's win at the 91st Academy Awards, where she became the 11th British actress to win Best Actress Award. The school said it would be celebrating the former pupils' award season success at a special assembly. It tweeted, "Wow, congratulations to Norwich High School alumna Olivia Colman for her Best Actress Oscars win. An exceptional achievement ending a very successful awards season. We cannot wait to celebrate your success in assembly later this morning." the daughter of Norwich nurse Mary Leakey and Keith Coleman, a chartered surveyor, the local actress made her first stage appearance, aged 16, as the lead in a school production of The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. She went on to study drama at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School in London, graduating in 1999 and hitting the small screen with roles on UK TV shows Peep Show and Broadchurch.
Well, that's all from this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Marianne Penn and John Francis will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Rupert Hipwell, and her,
Sarah Lomax.